This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. For the first time in U.S. history, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has been removed by a vote, VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
It's an historic day in the United States.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 210. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Kevin McCarthy, the now former Speaker of the House, has been removed from his position through a floor vote in the House of Representatives. He is the first Speaker to be removed using this process, a process led by Florida Republican Representative Matt Gaetz. The race is now on for Republicans to fill the vacant leadership role. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Judge has imposed a limited gag order on former U.S. President Donald Trump after he disparaged a key court staffer during the second day of his business fraud trial. Earlier, Trump, who denies any wrongdoing, said during one court break he thought the trial was going very well. He reiterated key points of his defense, including that financial statements bore disclaimers saying that they weren't audited.
This case is a scam. There can't be fraud when you've told institutions to do their own work.
Trump doesn't have to attend, but the former U.S. president and 2024 Republican frontrunner has used waiting media in the courthouse hallway as a microphone for political messaging. Italian authorities say at least 21 people have been killed and 18 injured in a bus crash near Venice. Local officials say the bus was carrying foreign tourists, including Ukrainians. This is VOA News. Police in Thailand arrested a teenage gunman suspected of killing two foreigners and wounding five people on Tuesday in a shooting spree at a Bangkok mall, the latest high-profile gun violence to rock the country in recent years. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
A 14-year-old has been arrested in Thailand after a deadly shooting at a luxury mall in Bangkok on Tuesday. Police said the suspect had been receiving psychiatric treatment but had skipped his prescribed medicine on the day of the incident.
The suspect is still young. He's protected by the Child Protection Act. I don't want the media to ask much about the suspect as he's still young. Now, we have brought him to the police office.
Gunfire rang out in the late afternoon at the popular Siam Paragon Mall, a tourist hotspot. Hundreds of people could be seen fleeing the venue.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Turkey on Tuesday arrested dozens of suspected Kurdish militants and their supporters after an attack on the government district in the capital injured two policemen. The raids across Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast came 2 days after a branch of the PKK, listed as a terror group by Turkey and its Western allies, claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack. Turkish police shot dead one of the attackers while the other died in an apparent suicide blast outside Turkey's interior ministry. The World Health Organization approved a second malaria vaccine Monday. It's hoped the new drug will quickly be rolled out in countries across Africa in the coming months. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
A new malaria vaccine known as R21 was developed by Britain's Oxford University along with the Serum Institute of India. It is already in use in Ghana and Burkina Faso. The World Health Organization approved the drug Monday, paving the way for its wider rollout. The WHO approved the first ever malaria vaccine in 2021, known as RTSS. The WHO says there is little difference in effectiveness between the two vaccines, but the new R21 vaccine is cheaper to make. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Azerbaijani authorities have arrested several former separatist leaders of Nagorno-Karabakh after reclaiming control of the Armenian-populated breakaway region in a lightning military operation last month. Azerbaijan's APA news agency says the leader of the region, before stepping down at the beginning of September, has been arrested and is being brought to the Azerbaijani capital. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.